Oh, okay.
Welcome to Harvesting You. In today's episode, we're talking about breaking out of the mundane. When life becomes mundane, it's time for a change, and we've got some ideas for you on this episode of Harvesting You. Welcome to our podcast.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
I am excited to say that we are in February. January felt like a year. It felt like the longest month. January felt like a year to me.
I need some electrolytes for that.
Yes. January became very much like mundane, and I do not like to live in a mundane space. I like to come back and be present, even if things get boring or repetitive or we have snow, whatever it is. How do you, when you get into that space of feeling mundane, where things are just kind of like going, we're going along day by day, and okay, how do you bring yourself back into the present?
How do I actually do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's me. Hello. I am a visual person.
Same.
So when I feel like I am just not making progress in anything, and it's just I'm on the treadmill of doing the same thing, same thing, same thing, I will start dressing differently. I will move furniture around in my house.
I like to start dressing differently. Now, what do you mean? Like, you'll go from just everyday clothes to like maybe getting dressed up a little more?
Getting dressed up more, changing the way I wear my hair a little bit, wearing jewelry I haven't worn in a long time, you know, not doing the same exact thing, not wearing what comes back out of the wash and I fold and I put away. And I do the Marie Kondo thing of like folding vertically so that I can see all the options, but then I'll reach back into the drawer and get something out that I haven't worn in a while and just do a little bit differently.
And they even are some great tips.
Yes. But even if I don't leave the house, I will put on high heels and just.
Oh, okay.
Just us.
I love that. And I'm totally going to try that because if I do not have to leave the house in this weather, I prefer not to. And like I said before, you've heard me, mamas who have been following our podcast. My husband tells me I look 90 from the legs down because I wear my cozy socks and my slippers, right? But I am totally going to put on my jeans with a pair of heels tomorrow. That is some serious great advice. Switch it up. Flip because the script.
All of my pretty ladies in the closet, my pretty, pretty ladies.
Yeah, they need to bring out.
Yes. And if I'm not going out a lot, which we're not, and I don't have any reason to dress up, I just dress up anyway. And that changes my mood immediately. What I put on and how I put on. Like, I will put curlers in my hair to like just change it up a little bit, just be a little bit different. And then I noticed that the reaction I get just even from my family is different. Like they're
mad. That's what I was going to say. Yes. Because they're like, oh, wait, where are you going? Why do you look like that? That's the first thing I thought of was like, wow, my kids have seen me totally sport sweatpants and stretch pants pretty much the month of January. And once you said like your closet, that is the first thing I thought of was it'll change everybody's mood of, and maybe they'll not reach for the same outfits. Now, laundry. Something that is never ending, that will always be a thing. Mm-hmm. I have a laundry trick because I like to have all the laundry done by the end of the day. Unless I have to fluff uniforms for the next morning, I'll fluff them again. So I don't know where I got this or when it started. Probably when we moved into this house, because I was like, I'm going into this house with everyone is going to have their laundry done every day. And by the way, do you notice like some people in your house change their outfits more than others? I'm like, why do we have three outfits in the laundry from today? Ava, couldn't we just stick with the one? So what I do when I find myself like, oh my God, I'm doing everybody's laundry, is as I'm folding their laundry, I recognize the present moment that we're in, where I have this big 13-year-old teenager whose clothes are bigger than mine now, that I once used to fold these little tiny onesies. And so I find gratitude and I seek love and prayer why I am folding their laundry. Chase, I really hope you're having a great day. Like I'm setting intentions, like kind of sending them vibes out as I'm folding the laundry. And I find that it keeps me in a better mood and it doesn't make laundry folding so boring. And so like, oh, I have to fold laundry again. And then I am the laundry and put it away because it keeps everybody organized. You know, sometimes I'll put in the kids' room, here's your pile, put it away. Here's your pile, put it away. So that's my little laundry trick, my little laundry fancy. But I love the dress up clothes closet because really how many times now, unless we are working moms that go to work every day and you get to pull out your fancies and your nice clothes. I mean, we're not exactly, I don't know, at least me, this past, you know, year of January, I wasn't going to any weddings or going to any events where I could pull out a fancy dress or high heels.
Yes.
That is true. Super great. Absolutely. Tip.
And when I go, when I leave the house to go to work, when I do that, I wear like construction clothes. So I don't wear high heels when I go to work.
And I'm just like in my dance clothes. I'm in like yoga clothes when I go to teach a class or something. So you're right. You never get to, you know, wear that fun stuff.
But I have noticed over the years. So when Mark and I first started living in this house and his daughter Lexi was just a couple years old, and I had a thing where I would get up for birthdays, holidays, and dress up. So no matter what, it was a special day, I would put on a dress and the whole thing. And she, you know, loved that too. So she would get up and dress up too.
Cute.
It's a special day. Let's dress up for the special day. So Mark still, he has taken in that habit. He didn't do that when we first started together. But now it's a routine of his is to get up for Thanksgiving, Christmas. He gets up and he puts on a dress shirt. And even if we don't go anywhere, just
I love that.
Us in the house. Like it is a special moment. Let us wear special clothes for this and reflect that. And I know a lot of families wear matching PJs and do that. That's special. Mm-hmm. But this is our little thing that we do because we have the nice clothes and it gives them a chance to get out of the closet and be worn. Because he doesn't just wear nice clothes ever. Like he dresses like a carpenter every day. And some days he puts on clothes within the intention of doing something. Like, if I don't put on my painting clothes when I get dressed in the morning, I will not paint. He will tell me. Because he knows he won't change into painting clothes because he doesn't like to paint. So the act of then doing that is like, no, please don't make me. But I do think, you know, having an association with our clothes. I mean, I have clothes that are for play, that are for fun, for hanging out. And I think that especially with people staying home more, working from home more, that the option of just staying in pajamas or athleisure wear is so easy. It's so easy.
But that leads right down the road to things becoming mundane. So this is a perfect example. So how do you feel? And we may have talked about this before, mamas, about pajamas. Do you change into pajamas before you go to bed, or are you just like a t-shirt and sweatpants?
Oh, I prefer pajamas. Now, I don't do that every night because I don't have enough pajamas.
That's okay.
I don't do laundry more than, like, I'd only wash my clothes once a week. That's it. I won't do it more than once a week because I just don't like the act of folding laundry. And your thing about being intentional with it, and I try that. I do. When I fold, I watch the Marie Kondo stuff and all of that about putting love into the garments and thanking my sheets and thanking, you know, my underwear, all that stuff. And I do that because she like does this thing with like put love into your fingers.
Thank you, panties.
Thank you for protecting my bum against my jeans and
holding everything up.
Yeah, getting everything there together. And I listen to loud music when I fold because that gets me like happy. And then I think about when I put things away into drawers, my drawers, their drawers, is that I'm setting them up for success. Because when they go into their drawer, they will have underwear. When they go to the drawer, and they won't be not there. And that doesn't always happen because I'm not always on top of when we're running out of clothes, and they won't say until there's none.
I have no underwear. Well, that kind of sucks because it's in the laundry and it hasn't been washed yet.
Like, my son will just wear his bathing suit. Like, he will just...
That works. He's flexible.
Yeah, and it's got the mesh, you know, like, so he'll wear, like, in the summer, he'll just wear a board short if he doesn't have underwear, because he won't let me know, or he will wear it underneath, like, sweatpants as his underwear, because, like, mom, it's fine, and he doesn't complain, it's not a big deal, and that makes it easy for me, so I don't have to be all uptight about it, but, yeah, loud music also helps, like...
I love music. I'm always having music playing in my house.
Yeah.
It's like the background of, I don't know, keeps my blood pumping and my heart flowing and things moving. Especially when I'm writing, I find myself listening to either meditation music or classical music. That really helps me think. But I love the loud, you know, if I am working out, like cardio working out or on my bike, I am like 90s hip hop, hardcore music makes me go harder. It's great.
That's really good.
When my husband is on the bike and he's 80s hardcore music, right? Like, we all have our thing.
Yeah, we do. And it's important to find that speaks to us too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breaking out of the mundane. Yeah. Moving furniture. See, that's the other thing I do.
Yes, me too.
Is just changing my interior environment and what I look at, where I sit too.
Yeah.
Like changing, I have a habit of sitting in the same spot every morning and changing that spot and sitting somewhere different for my cup of coffee. And moving my desk, and it really does help me be more excited to be at my desk when it's a different place, because the light hits it differently. It feels different. Like, it feels like a fresh new start, even though it's not. It's just like I feel like it is, and that gives me energy.
I agree. I do the exact same thing. When we first went into the pandemic, I was like, okay, we're looking at the same stuff. I need to move everything around. I rearranged rooms. I rearranged furniture. I moved chairs and tables. I mean, even now, like, I'm sitting in my breezeway because I wanted a different change of scenery for today, because I started off my day a little not feeling like me. So I was like, I need to switch it up. So I love that, because I do too move furniture around. And if someone comes over, they're like, wait, wasn't that? I'm like, oh, I move stuff around all the time. Pictures are a big one. I move the pictures in my house on the walls. I flip like living rooms. So we have two living rooms. So I'll like flip the pictures in the living rooms, or, you know, different sayings or signs, or I think that helps as well. Spruce things up. Now my kids love, I mean, being the month of February, I try really hard to put more intention into giving them even more affirmations. Like, I make my son write every day, and he copies my handwriting, and I make it like an affirmation. But I put hearts on their door and I write a note on their door. Like, this morning I wrote, you know, you're doing a great job. It doesn't always have to be the perfect saying or the perfect anything. It just has to show them that you see them. And I cut out a bunch of different color hearts and I put them, and my son over the years has kept them, collected them, and he keeps them on his gaming, like where his whole gaming station is, on the wall behind him. Now, after a while, when you look at things, you know what I mean? When you look at things in the same space, like, you get used to seeing them. So I'll move them around. I move them to his mirror. I'll move them, like the ones that I'm putting on their door each day at the end of February, I'll move inside on their mirror or something, you know, just kind of giving a little more. But mamas, as we always talk about, is we have to be full to be able to do that extra, to be able to do that, you know, I'm going to sit and do arts and crafts tonight, so I'm ready for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah. I feel like each month has its, it's like the seasons. It, like, each month has something. Like, okay, March, we have St. Patty's Day. January was just like a whole year in itself. But it was a new year. But after, like, I don't know, day six into January, I kept saying Happy New Year's to people when I was in the grocery store and stuff. And I swear people would look at me like, that was like a year ago. Because that's what it felt like.
January is a month. It's, you know, it does settle out. Like, I think all of the busyness of the holidays, then it just sort of goes quiet.
And well, it's like that anxiety hangover almost, right?
Yeah.
Go back to our anxiety hangover podcast. It's like a whole month of that.
Yes. Yeah. And there's not like a super exciting event or a holiday. There's not a super thing happening. It's usually cold. It's, the sky is not beautiful blue. It's just So,
although, have you checked out the sunsets this week? They've been pretty beautiful, and there's something about, I mean, we had fog today, so we couldn't see the sunrise, but there's something about the sunrise and the sunset. It never is the same every day. And I just find so much peace and ease in just standing in my kitchen and getting that glimpse of watching the sun go down. Or like, it's just like a moment in time where you're, at least where I just feel like, wow, it's breathtaking to me. I love seeing the sunrise and the sunset.
And that's the thing too, is like, as a home designer and a color person, that kind of mojo you can kind of bring and infuse into your life using those colors. Because, I mean, it is true that warm colors are more calming and cool colors are more stimulating. Because, like, during the day when the sun rises and then it's blue or whatever color, it's crisp, it's, you know, it's, and then when the sun is setting, it gets warm. And there isn't too many moments in life where humans collectively are quiet, except for the sunrise and the sunset. How
that is so true.
A group of people just standing and staring and quiet because it is so calming to see, and it's beautiful and breathtaking to see Mother Nature at its work, doing its work. But that kind of mojo you can bring into your home, and you can use like warmer colored light bulbs and turn on those lights and make it be more calming and more relaxing and not have like the blue lights from our screens and all of that cool colors and stuff like that. So
being in home design and living a whole life of this, have you found like what colors would you recommend for small spaces? Do you recommend mixing it up and repainting certain times of the year? Like, how would you give some, you know, say like a mama that lives in small spaces who wants to change her furniture, where she sits or where she moves, what is a good color that will help set the mood or colors?
Yeah. So if the living environment is, the entire living environment is small, like a Manhattan studio apartment, the more monotone you can be in your surroundings, then the more open it feels. And it doesn't matter necessarily what the exact color is, but as soon as you start, it's just like with an outfit, as soon as you start breaking it up, breaking up the lines, then things become smaller and you chunk it out. And so those chunks make a space look smaller. The expansiveness happens when there isn't a break in color. So that can be like choosing furniture, wall colors, flooring, all that stuff that are sort of all in the same color. And then adding color to it with accessories and stuff for different seasons and personality and stuff like that. But really it's using a monotone kind of color scheme or using colors that are next to each other on the color wheel kind of help lay that out so that it does feel more expansive and you don't feel so claustrophobic. Because there are a lot of designers that say, hey, you never want to paint a small room a dark color because then it feels dark. Or you don't want to paint the ceiling and the walls the same color because then it makes you feel like you're being closed in. But then some people say it feels expansive. I say if it's all the same color, it does feel expansive because you're not disrupted by the lines and the borders. There are fewer borders, so it feels like it's bigger. And it's hard in a small space. It's hard to change things up in a small space. And when trying to furnish a small space, a lot of people will use lots of little furniture, lots of little pieces, and sometimes using one bigger piece is actually a way of making it feel bigger. Because again, punctuating, the more little punctuate, it's like music is faster when the beat's faster. The beat's faster in your visual environment when you have lots of little things all over the place. It's like yourself behind you. You've got, it's white, but it's all white. And then you have little things on it. So the shelf feels bigger. Now, if the shelf, if the vertical, if things were different colors, like the back was a different color, this was a different color, and then things on the different color, it would be like, oh, it's so busy. But there's lots of stuff on there, but it feels calming because you have that, it's encased in less punctuation.
More like tones.
Yeah, and we do that in our house. We don't have a lot of stuff on our walls. We since we're building geeks, we like to enjoy the actual walls. So, like, we'll do a wall treatment instead of put pictures up.
What's a wall treatment?
So, like, doing a mural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a giant graphic pattern, or using wood, board and batten, or some other kind of thing, and then painting that all one color so that it's, adding elements to the actual wall instead of putting things on the wall. But that's just the way that we are. And so we've had this discussion where I've wanted to hang something on a wall, and my husband's like, oh, you don't want to ruin the wall.
So I love this, because this is totally changing the game in mundane and feeling mundane. And if we come into another month or another period, another space where you're like, I'm feeling mundane. Okay, we can change up the outfit. We can change up our scenery. We can change up our environment. We don't need to run on a vacation just for a change of scenery. We can do it in our own home, like you're saying. So do you find yourself ever like repainting a room, or are you at the point where you will just move yourself room to room because you like the colors that flow in your home?
Now, I experiment with color in the different rooms. Like, we had, for example, our dining room used to be this, it was like a purple, but it looked a little brown depending on the light. So it changed throughout the day. And I love that about some colors, how they change depending on the light. And I experimented with painting like 3/4 up the wall and the ceiling the same color. So it looks like a little hat to me. Like, the room has a little hat, and seeing how that feels. So, like, I try to experiment when I see something or think of something that's different. I try to experiment within our house to see,
yeah,
how it really goes over, instead of trying to like put it upon someone else and say, an experiment with someone else.
Right. So what about a mama on a budget? Instead of going and running to Home Goods and buying stuff to put on walls, because I thought that was interesting how you were like, well, we leave more walls blank and there's like less stuff and more like a big pronounced something. Like, what would your suggestion be for someone who's like, I need a change, I'm on a budget, and my impulse reaction is to go to Home Goods and buy stuff and hang it up because I need a change?
Well, we just did this really cool wall last week, which is like using just regular flat stock lumber and putting a pattern and like a graphic pattern on a wall. And the homeowner wanted to just paint it all the same color, so that it's a bunch of diagonals and horizontal and vertical lines, and it's a giant wall. And it looks really cool, and it's very inexpensive to do. All you need is some paint and a couple lengths of wood and being able to fasten it and caulk, the seams, and it looks great. And instead of hanging up pictures, but even just doing just paint, doing graphic pattern, and it can be anything. You can paint triangles or a pattern of squares, or sometimes I like to use the paint, like the painter's tape, as so I'll paint the whole wall a color, and then I'll use painter's tape to like mark off that color, and then paint over that another one, so that when you remove it, you've got lines of painter's tape, but it doesn't look like painter's tape, but it's whatever that color is. And so it has, I don't know, it's fun to do that and bring in the colors that we love in the wall. And doesn't mean you can't hang a picture up later, but there's a lot you can do with a couple gallons of paint to make a space feel a certain way or a different thing. And I always say, think about what makes you happy Like, what are those moments that you go to? And, oh, yeah, I remember when. Well, what were you wearing? Where were you? What were you listening to? Like, recreate that mood. And in our homes, we can do that in our spaces. We can recreate those moods in our spaces without buying starfish and, you know, bring seashells. We can recreate the beachy feel without having to buy lots of little things to decorate with. We can infuse it with the colors and the textures and everything that we have in our house.
I think it would be super cool if you could pop up some of those pictures and ideas throughout this podcast so people can be like, wait, what does she mean? I know what you mean by the taping lines because you taught me how to do that in Chase's room when we first moved in. We did a green and a darker green and a lighter green and a darker green. Yes. And we did exactly that where you tape it off and, like, I don't know, painting. Is really hard for me to get into. And I totally can relate with Mark's. If I'm not in paint clothes, I'm not painting today. But I find painting also to be very therapeutic. These shelves behind us used to be wood. And in the beginning of our, you know, shutdown, I looked at Ava and I'm like, we're going to do this project together. So we did. We have cans of paint from whatever, and we brought it out and we did all the shelves, and it was like, oh, it was like a whole new room, and it felt good to, like, be in here and walk in here and sit in here and redecorate it. And yeah, I love that. I think sharing that would be super, super cool to give mama some ideas of, like, in the mundane, how can we change when things feel blah, blah, blah. We're going through the motions of unloading the dishwasher and doing the laundry and getting everything. Well, how can we change our visual? And I love when you said, like, the colors of the sunset or the colors of the sunrise, because you're absolutely right. I took my niece, my nephew, and both of my kids. I made them get up last year in the summer. And I said, before you guys leave the beach, you're getting up with me to see the sunrise. And, you know, in the summer, the sunrise is pretty early. And I have a picture of the four of them sitting there, just as you said, not a word. It's just so breathtaking. And they just watch. And it's those inner moments where you find yourself most present. And it's like bringing yourself back to, like, that moment. Like you said, find a moment that makes you happy and bring yourself back to it. What were you wearing? Who was there? What did it look like? And for me, when you said that moment, it was that my niece and nephew and my two children sitting on the beach watching the sunrise. That was like a heart expansion moment. I want more of that in these cold moments. So clearly we can't bring the sun to 70 and sunny, but we can invite in warm colors.
Yes. And we can invite in that mood, that feeling, that mojo into our everyday, into our homes, and invite it in and doing things a little bit differently, shaking things up. And whether it's, you know, painting a wall in your living room or wearing a different outfit or doing something differently with your hair or changing where you put your dishes in the kitchen, you know, as you're putting
switching up the cabinets. Yeah.
Just changing something in the rhythm of the mundane, the everyday. Once you change the rhythm of that, you can change that song and do a different song that's a little bit more upbeat, but you got to put in a little bit of work to make that happen.
For sure. You got to put some effort into yourself. Like, I change my pillows seasonally. I'll have, like, you know, spring pillows that I put out and then I'll put them back in a bag. I have winter pillows that I bring out and then I put them back in a bag. It changes, you know, colors, different color scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
And I think too, like, coming off of the holidays where everything's sparkly and lit up and everything, and then all that stuff goes away and then we're left with cold and dark and just doing the day-to-day stuff. There's like this, like, gaping silence of like, no stimulation. So in changing something in January, and not just changing like, I'm going to go to the gym or I'm going to not eat sugar, but changing what we're doing gives us motivation to do other things, I think. But yeah, the environment speaks to me in a huge way. So I know that I need to move some stuff around if I'm starting to feel like I'm trudging.
Well, I think that's the end of this episode.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. We would love to hear from you and support your harvesting mission in your personal life.
Share your thoughts, questions, ideas with us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Harvesting You, or visit our website, harvestingyou.com.
Until next time, let's put inspiration into intentional action and keep harvesting you.
Whatever you just did is working.